And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning, over the phone, I do have Cheryl Thane, the director of United Way of Eastern Utah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking a moment to speak with me. I know you've got some busy, busy stuff coming up, and you've got a huge event coming up this weekend. Give us a little bit of the details, when it is, where it's at, and a little bit about it and what people can expect, because this is an annual event you put on.
Well, it's an annual event that we're partnering with this year. So this is sort of a new thing for us, but we're going to partner with the Carbon Dance Classic this year, and it's at Carbon High this weekend, the 22nd, Friday the 22nd, and Saturday the 23rd. And so what we're going to be doing is we'll be there just kind of as a presence. We're going to have some big, cutely decorated barrels that folks can drop shoes off into. And so we're looking for shoes to be brought into the event. And if you have a kid in school, then we need shoes those sizes, boys and girls, all the way up to high school, so from kindergarten to high school, those sizes. And so as folks come in to watch their children perform at the Carbon Dance Classic, they can stop by and donate a pair of shoes. And we'll also be taking cash donations there as well. And they can come and visit with us and talk to us about the step-up dance program, which is another thing that's going to be taking place this summer. And we'll have a couple of really cutely decorated barrels there to collect dance costumes, used dance costumes that we can reuse during the Step Up Dance program this summer.
Now, that's a brand new program you just established.
Yes, we just started it last year, and we started small. We had 8 kids come and perform, and it was awesome. It was just one of those things that just makes your heart swell 10 times its size. And the kids get to learn how to perform. They learn a couple of different dances, and then they get to have a recital where their families can come and watch them perform. And it's just wonderful.
Well, this is a good idea in recycling these old performance costumes.
Right. They just sit in the closet and collect dust, and so we'll use them. We'll take whatever you have, and we'll put them to good use.
Now, if I'm unable to make this weekend's event, but I do want to make a donation of shoes, and maybe I have some old costumes, dance costumes that I want to donate, can they come by the office?
Yes. Yes. We will be at the office Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 4 during the week. And then also, I mean, for donating, you can go to our website. There's a couple of different places there where you can look and see what you want to donate to, and you can donate right there on the website.
All right. So since you're partnering up with Carbon Dance Classic, again, is there an entry fee to get into the performances?
They do charge for the dance classic. They have their kind of own thing going on, and they're going to let us just come and take part in it. And so, yeah, there will be a fee at the door for them, and that goes completely towards Carbon Dance Classic and all the awesome stuff that they do throughout the whole year.
Oh, wonderful.
So that is just strictly for them. Anything that's dropped in our barrels or in our donation cans, that goes to us, United Way of Eastern Utah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Souls to Souls program for someone that doesn't know much about it.
Well, it's been around for several years. It's a program that we could just really see the need for when these kids go to school and they have just either the wrong size of shoes on or shoes that just are barely holding together. And it keeps the child from being to participate in activities outdoors, or it just distracts them, especially if their shoes are too small and it's painful. It's a real distraction for a child in school that's trying to study or trying to concentrate. And so we saw this need and decided we could do something about it. We could provide shoes to these kids. And so the teacher or the administrator from the school calls here to the office and says, I need this size of shoe, and then I run it up to them. And just seeing the smile on the child's face as they walk away looking down at their cute little feet, at their brand new shoes, it's pretty priceless.
Now, this is for school-age students. You go from kindergarten up to high school.
Up to high school, yes, and all the schools in Carbon and Emery County can benefit from this program. And I've gotten information out to both of the school districts and to as many of the school teachers as I possibly can, so that they know that they can just call me and I will help them with this pair of shoes.
So you just had another big event where you were gathering donations for the St. Patrick's Day. You did kind of partnered up with Washington Federal. How did that turn out for you?
It was awesome. That was really, really awesome. And we had so many people who stopped by just to drop in a pair of shoes. We had one gentleman who came quite a bit later. We kind of had to convince him to participate in the 5K. He just wanted to bring us a pair of shoes, which I thought was awesome. But we did really, really well. And in fact, Washington Federal decided they wanted to keep our can and see if they couldn't fill it up to the top.
Oh, wonderful.
So kudos to them. I'm really, really grateful for their help with this.
All right. So what other big events do you have coming up soon with United Way of Eastern Utah?
Well, we're just going to start talking about a couple of other fun runs that we will be doing and hopefully partnering with Washington Federal again. And then it will really, the next biggest one that we have is the Step Up Dance. And so we'll be contacting folks to help us with the teaching part of it, and then we'll be getting word out to those families who could benefit from this program. And we're hoping this year that that we can, you know, broaden our horizon and make sure that we get this out to as many kids as we possibly can.
So if anyone out there is listening now and interested in participating in this program, how do they go about getting signed up or getting further information?
Right. They can call the office here at United Way of Eastern Utah at 435-637-8911, and we can give them the information that they'll need for the program. We are going to be getting some information out through some other venues as well. So we actually spoke with the principals at the school district to talk to them a little bit about it. So they're going to help us get the word out as well. So hopefully there will be a lot of different avenues for folks to get their hands on this kind of information. But call me here at the office. I can help you with anything that you need in order to have enough information for your children to participate in that program.
All right, perfect. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me this morning over the phone. I greatly appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and you guys do some wonderful things for the community in both Carbon and Emery County, and we appreciate all your hard work.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for giving us another opportunity to get the word out.
All right, perfect. Well, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.